have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And our Community Connection on AM 1400, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by Tallgrass Motors and First Baptist Church. An opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking about one of the most popular downtown events in Bartlesville. It is Shamrock the Ville, coming up on March 11th, and that is a Saturday. I thought so, but I wanted to make sure before I jumped out there and said so. And in to help me out with all the details, Elizabeth Thrash and also Mark Haskell. And Elizabeth, the mic seems to be pointed just a little bit more at you than Mark. So good morning, ladies first. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Good morning. And yes, we're excited about talking about this fun event that happens every year.
And you're both wearing green. I think that's neat.
Oh, that's pretty cool. This event is a 5K race and a couch race, which I'll tell you a little bit later.
Okay.
All benefiting Mary Martha Outreach Center. So it's a fun event. As you said, it was March 11th, and it begins at 7:30 a.m. with the registration.
Okay.
However, the reason we are here today is to tell you there's registration online at shamrocktheville.com.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out all about the event, register. Just real quick, the entry fees, adults are $25. That includes a really cool t-shirt, and race day it's $30. So it would benefit for you to go online. And if you want to cheer on the couch, so to speak,
sure.
The couch race, is $25, and that includes a t-shirt. And then, children, 8 and under, they're free. This is a great family event. Everyone dresses in costumes. It's really fun to see the wee little ones participating. There is a 1 mile fun walk run as well. So there's all different ways people can participate. The couch race, that's another activity. That's where teams, organizations, they can come together and sponsor a couch. And there are wheels on these couches.
I was going to say, yeah, that there are wheels on these couches, or if not, there is assistance to get some wheels on the couches.
Exactly. And they can buy their own paint, choose their own theme for that couch. Of course, people can ride on the couches, but you got to have somebody to push them.
Yeah.
And so there is an elimination and prizes for that as well. So we call it the Wee Tiny Festival in the Heart of the Ville.
Sure. In faith of a God, it's going to be a great day. this is a fun time. I don't remember the number of annual, but the point is this has been going on and getting better every year.
Yes. There's about 700, I believe, usually sign up, mm-hmm. Sometimes more, sometimes a little less, but at the average of the 700 to sign up.
Is this our seventh year?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been my guess, but yeah. I wasn't sure enough to say so. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I'm retired, time is meaningless.
Time is, yeah, exactly. So, but you're doing a good job of keeping track of it, so that's great. You're the only one that knew for sure it was seven.
Another opportunity, of course, races always require a lot of volunteers. Mm-hmm. So, again, all this information is on shamrocktheville.com.
And then you get a little bit more help because, Bartlesville's auxiliary police are out helping out just with traffic control because you don't want cars running into couches and that kind of stuff. There's a lot more people than just the volunteers that are out there supporting it all the way around.
Yes, it's a full effort of the community. And where this all starts is at 6th and Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the race route winds through downtown Bartlesville, so that's always fun, too.
Yeah, I think there's just about every intersection you turn, it seems that way. Go a block, turn. Or it I haven't actually looked at the race route recently, but it is about as crooked a race as I think you can find, as far as in the sense that it turns, not in the sense that it's run unfairly. But
it goes south all the way down to 20th.
Yeah,
and then comes back, and it's one of the few races where we actually have a barricade and volunteers at every intersection. Mm-hmm. So when people are running, they don't have to worry about cars shooting out in front of them or, you know, little things like that.
Yeah, and that is so important for the safety and well running of a race. But it is also, I think, just a fun event. Seems like you, at least in the past 6 years, you've had good weather for it. You've had a great turnout and a whole lot of fun from everybody.
Oh, sure. It doesn't matter if it's a little chilly, or let's just say cold. Everyone just dresses up in one way or the other. And for those serious runners, just to let you know, this is a chip time race, and it's sanctioned by the USATF.
Okay.
For those that are really after the running and getting their timing down.
And that's important for those that are really take running seriously.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are out for the fun of just being out there and raising a little bit of money for Mary Martha, they have a great time too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we encourage walkers.
Uh-huh.
And so I think every year we get a few more people that show up to walk the course as well.
Yeah.
So they get the same T-shirt, and after the fact, people don't know whether you ran it or walked it. But it's a fun course and a fun time. So
it is. And we're starting at 7:30 in the morning with registration. And then I'm trying to remember, people hit the streets at either 8:30 or 9, whatever the...
Yeah, it's
the
9 o'clock.
9. Okay. 9 is the 5K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is, I don't know who really came up with the idea first, but all of the nonprofits in town, I think, work hard to find something original. And the crew that is supporting Mary Martha for this one came up with a fun event all the way around.
Well, if it has Irish in the theme, you can bet Jamie Wood had something to do with it.
I would think that's an accurate statement all the way around. Of course, Jamie just likes to have fun, and being around Jamie, I can't think of a time when I've ever been around her that it was not a fun experience.
Yeah, I might think of a couple, but
well,
yeah. Hopefully, you're listening, Jamie.
Yeah, has that Mary Poppins feel of making work sound like fun.
She does.
Yeah.
She sure does.
Mark, let's just talk a little bit about Mary Martha Outreach. It's one of our nonprofits that is supporting people not only in Washington County, but I want to say about 6 or 7 counties that they reach out into. And there are some people that will say, well, how do I get this? And a lot of people around the area just automatically, you know, well, Mary Martha has it. Go stop by there.
Yeah. So we actually have, just to give you a few fun facts about Mary Martha, we've partnered now very strongly with the Walmart Food Distribution Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been extremely generous. In fact, last year they by far gave us the most food, and most of it's fresh,
mm-hmm.
you know, produce and things like that. And so we make sure we focus on healthy diets.
Yeah.
But they actually gave us 4.5 million pounds of food last year.
Wow.
And so for people that actually come into our location to get services, that's basically 3 counties. It's Washington, Osage, and Nowata County.
Mm-hmm.
We get a few people that come in from southern Kansas and a couple that come in from northern Tulsa area.
Yeah.
But those are our 3 basic counties. They've actually been providing us with enough food that we've started or continue to expand our outreach into agencies that are located in like Lenapa or Delaware or Pawhuska or places will come to us
mm-hmm.
to pick up food. And quite a few agencies here in town, like Agape and places that turn around and prepare meals. And so more than half, like 60% of the food we get, we now turn around and distribute to other agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turns out that with that, we actually reach a significantly larger number of people. Last year we served just under 6,000 unique people in those 3 counties.
Wow.
Counting all family members. We served them just a little over 85,000 times. So on average, each person got served 14 times during the year, so a little over once a month.
Mm-hmm.
In the agencies that are spread out into those other counties, we end up touching around 400 other agencies. because some of them will come in, get food, and turn around and distribute it to another 30 places. And so the network of kind of food distribution has grown pretty dramatically.
It really is impressive when you start looking at the numbers and the lives that are touched when you contribute to Mary Martha.
Yeah. The other thing is that when people bring us stuff, the things that we get that we don't need, we'll turn around and get them to other places that use them. So we get stuff to, like, Jane Phillips Elementary. If we get non-prescription stuff, we'll take it over to, you know, one of the, like, the Hope Clinic or family, you know, mm-hmm. health services. We'll get stuff to Employability that they can sell in the thrift shop. And so we try to make sure that anything that gets dropped off, if it is usable condition, that it gets to the right place.
Well, and some agencies that accept donations of stuff as opposed to funds have got some pretty strict guidelines on what they do and don't accept. And you walk away sometimes saying, hey, I tried to give you some stuff and you didn't take it. I am yet to hear of a time, and I'm sure it exists, yeah. when you know, Mary Martha has said, no, I'm sorry, we can't take that, because usually you find a place to place it, whether you will actually distribute it or not.
That's right. We try to, if people make the effort to come out and bring us something, we try our best to take it.
Yeah, and that, I think that says a lot about the attitude, you know, right at the front door. Yeah. So that's great. Mary Martha, I mean, they're open not every day, but it seems as though you're open nearly every day, serving the public one way or the other.
Yeah, we're open to customers for Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. 2 hours each day. The rest of the time, we're open for people to drop off, and you know, it just takes a lot. It's with a 55,000 square foot warehouse, and you know, anytime Walmart Distribution Center calls, we've got to stop what we're doing and run down there and go pick up stuff. And sometimes we make 3 or 4 trips a day down there. So we've got, you know, people that are driving, then you have to unload it. And, mm-hmm. and then, you know, our goal is to, anything that comes in the warehouse is to get it out as quickly as we can, because we know there's more stuff coming the next day.
Well, and with fresh food supplies, obviously you want to get out there to the actual people who will use it while it's still fresh.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a short break and continue our discussion and make sure that you know how you can get signed up for Shamrock DeVille as we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Spending a little bit of time this morning on a community connection and making sure you know what's coming up. Again, March 11th, so we're still about 6 weeks away. Again, coming up on March 11th, Shamrock DeVille, downtown Bartlesville, starts at 6:30 in the morning and continues, well, I'm sure by the time everybody's done running, it's close to noon by the time you get everybody coming off of that course. Elizabeth, how do you get signed up for this thing?
Okay, you can go to shamrockdeville.com, and all the information's there. You can print off a form and mail in your check to Mary Martha if you want to. You can stop by Mary Martha Outreach Center and pick up the form and pay for your registration. So there's a lot of different ways you can register you or you and your family.
Yeah, couch racing. This is something that you need to be downtown and watching for the couch race. And I don't know how you get a race set up with people pushing couches and at least 1, 2, or 3 people riding a couch somewhere along the line.
It gets pretty wild.
If you haven't seen it, you need to be there.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all themed couches, so it could be anything from, you know, like just a camouflage couch to some other queen bee couch, as Jamie and Susie's ridden in. Mm-hmm. And the couches are love seats, okay?
Okay.
On huge casters, there is, each team has to have, you know, approximately three or four people pushing the couch, mm-hmm. and they go two at a time, and it's just a process of elimination. And it is safe, mm-hmm. even though it gets a little wild, it is safe for all the people watching the race. So, that happens actually after the 5K mm-hmm. and the 1 mile fun walk and run. So,
yeah, the couch race got started because there's times that we get a couch donated and it's just not usable.
Right.
And, you know, the first thing you think about is, well, I guess we're going to have to put it in the landfill. And Susie, Jamie's daughter, said, I bet I can paint that couch. And so she got some kind of outdoor latex paint and started painting on one of them. And the more she painted, the more fun she was having. Mm-hmm. And so all of these are actually donated couches that are not usable and that we've now turned into again, a little bit of a fun event and a little bit of a fundraiser.
Get at least one more use out of them and raise
Absolutely.
Some money in the process.
Yeah.
And I think that's important that we, our local nonprofits, I can run down the list, and so many of them are so efficient with the funds, with the stuff that we donate to them. And this is just one example of the efficiency of what goes on at Mary Martha, trying to get, make every nickel look like $5.
Yes, and this is a great event because of the fact that it is family fun, brings everybody downtown, music, just a festival type mm-hmm. event. And so it's just, we bring people from not just our local area, but, Tulsa, other towns, sometimes out of state, even runners will come in. Mm-hmm. So it's a large event, and of course, with that, we couldn't really have it unless we had some really great sponsors, and we have several sponsors, but some of them to mention is
I was hoping you'd bring a few of them up.
Yeah, the Bartlesville United Way, and DSR, Truity Credit Union, ConocoPhillips, Cherokee Casino in Ramona, and Phillips 66. And we also have Ernst & Young, too, that, as well as many, many other that help sponsor and help to provide this event for the community.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to get signed up for it again, probably the easiest way is go online.
Yes.
And just fill out the form. You can pretty much accomplish the whole thing online.
Yes. And if you want to know more about the couch race, all that information is online. There's even a video that shows what you can expect at the couch race.
Yeah. One other way to sign up is the Thursday evening before the race. Mm-hmm. We do a pre-race packet pickup in our space downtown at the Haskell Event Space. And many people come in and sign up that night as well.
For a place that doesn't have a sign like that out front, everybody knows where the Haskell Event Space is. I think.
Yeah.
Get signed up, shamrocktheville.com, and you'll find all kinds of information. And it's one of those websites that's not static. It gets updated frequently.
Yeah.
So
yes.
if you checked it out this week, go back in next week. You'll see some new information there.
Yeah.
That's the Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. Get signed up, and we'll see you downtown on March 11th.